Necessary information when you request the quotation to forwarders. Hello, it's Eno. In this video, I would like to explain about necessary information when you request the quotation for forwarders. Thanks to you, I have been receiving a lot of requests for international shipping quotes from people who have seen my YouTube channel and blog. However, some requests for quotations come from people who are not familiar with the trade, and it may take some time to confirm the necessary information. Thus, I thought I'd better take this opportunity to give a proper explanation in a video. By watching the contents of this video, shippers who are not familiar with it will be able to confirm the cost more smoothly and accurately. I hope this will help the forwarder who receives the inquiry to reduce the confirmation work. Let's get started. First of all, let me introduce the contents of quote requests unknown what to do for us, forwarders. In our inquiry, we receive a simple email that looks like this. How much does it cost to ship from Thailand to China by sea? How much does it cost to truck from Thailand to Malaysia? If you are wondering what's missing from this, I'm sorry, but your imagination is lacking. In order to conduct trade transactions, it is essential to calculate costs, including transportation fee. Even if you're just doing a rough cost check during the market research, it is too wide a range to quote cost from Thailand to China. We need the names of the specific ports and airports in the country of export and import. In addition, in case of cross-border truck transportation, it is often door-to-door. So if we receive a request for quotation for shipment from Thailand to Malaysia, we might think from which city in Thailand to in Malaysia? Also, without a description of the cargo, we do not know what we deliver. Depending on the contents of the shipment, the transportation method may differ. For example, the conditions for sending precision instruments are completely different from those for frozen mangoes. If the cargo is dangerous goods, we need to check if it can be transported in the first place before arranging a quote. The size and weight of the cargo is also important. It is quite different sending a single pallet of cargo from sending a complete set of plant equipment for a factory more than 10 containers. In addition to it, there are also different ways to calculate the weight of light but bulky items such as cotton and heavy but space-saving items such as steel rolls. We would also like to know the type of packaging. It would be helpful to tell us if the cargo is in bulk cartons, pallets, drums, or flexible bags. For example, if a new machine is not packed at all, it will move during ocean transport and cause damage. In order to avoid it, we will need to suggest packing for safe transport. In case B2B shipping, you also need Incoterms. If it is Ex Works, we need the pickup address information, and if it is DDP, the shipping address information is needed. If the export is with FOB, the forwarder will only check the domestic transportation cost, and if it is CFR, the forwarder will check the cost including ocean freight. As for Incoterms, please refer to videos in our playlist, which we explain the details. Finally, it would be nice to have the frequency of transportation. It is different one container transported every month from 10 containers, and the higher the volume, the easier it is to negotiate prices with shipping companies and airlines. Additionally, estimates depend on the discretion of the salesperson, so a salesperson who wants to be sure of getting a high volume may propose a lower price. Now, let's summarize the information that forwarders need to arrange a quotation. Commodity. Type of transportation, air, ocean, truck, etc. Incoterms. Pickup address, by term. Loading point, port/airport. Delivery address, by term. Packing type. Cargo size. Cargo weight. Frequency of transportation. The full of this information would be perfect. I hope you will take note of the items, as it will make the quotation arrangement smoother. If you are an experienced person, you may be able to provide us with the minimum necessary information, depending on the situation. Still, the more detailed information you provide us, the more accurate our estimates will be. I hope what I explained this time will lead to smoother quote requests and arrangements. I'll see you again in the next video. Thank you very much.